Welcome to Hook, Line, and Splitter, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast. Hook, Line, and Splitter is presented by NJR Home Services. And now, here's your host, Greg Giamborisi.
Welcome, everybody, to Hook, Line, and Splitter. It's a Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast presented by NJR Home Services. They're New Jersey's heating and cooling experts, bringing you high heat and cool savings. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Welcome in, everybody, to Hook, Line, and Splitter. This is episode 30. Hard to believe we've got up to the 30 episodes. So we're into February, Black History Month, and we wanted to do a couple of episodes on Black History Month and really the history of Negro League baseball here in New Jersey. And we were able to catch up with one of the premier historians on Negro League baseball, and that is Dr. Larry Hogan, and he'll join us today, the first of a two-part episode that we've taped with Dr. Larry Hogan, or I should say an episode that we're going to split up into two parts. Our first part will do really the Atlantic City Bacharach Giants and one John Henry Pop Lloyd, one of the greatest baseball players, not just Negro League players, but baseball players of all time, who spent part of his career, he played for 10 teams, but many of those years with the Atlantic City Bacharach Giants, where he settled after his playing career was over. And he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown back in 1977. Honus Wagner, who played, of course, obviously in the early part of the 20th century, one of the greatest players of all time, said, "I'm honored to have John Lloyd called the Black Wagner. It's a privilege to have been compared to him." Honus Wagner, that was on, that's on the baseballhall.org website on the Pop Lloyd page. They called him the Black Wagner. They called him El Cuchara. They called him the Tablespoon. They called him the Shovel for when he scooped up a ground ball. He would always pick up a glove full of dirt, similar to the style of Honus Wagner, and that's where those nicknames came from. So, John Henry Pop Lloyd, the Atlantic City Bacharach Giants. That'll be the main topic that we touch on with Dr. Larry Hogan in the first part. And then next week, we'll come back with part two of this interview, and we'll kind of do a little more generic history of Negro League baseball. So looking forward to that. Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been the leading lawn fertilization company at the Jersey Shore, providing lawn fertilization, bed weed control, tick and mosquito control, as well as tree and shrub programs. Mention this ad and save 50% off your first lawn application. Call or text us today at 732-370-5963. That's 732-370-5963. Or visit richgreenlawns.com. Next, Dr. Larry Hogan, Negro League baseball historian, as we talk about one of the greats to play baseball right here in New Jersey and anywhere, John Henry Pop Lloyd. This is Hook, Line, and Splitter, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast. Pleased to be joined today by Dr. Larry Hogan, Negro League baseball historian, Black History Month. Last February, we talked to Larry about the history of Negro League baseball in New Jersey, and we're going to continue that here today. Larry, joining us, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good and pleased to be with you and pleased to talk about what I consider to be, just a wonderful history, a very great baseball history.
So how did you end up becoming a Negro League baseball historian in the first place?
Well, it goes back to graduate school days at Indiana University. I was developing a thesis, a PhD thesis, on something called the Associated Negro Press, which was something similar to AP or UPI. It was for the great black weeklies. And I had to get into the great newspapers, the Chicago Defender, the Pittsburgh Courier, the Baltimore Afro-American, and several others as well. And I discovered in those papers black baseball. I was not focused on black baseball. I was focused on the operation of the Associated Negro Press. But, I like to say baseball was in me when I came out of my mother's womb. But black baseball came at me through those great papers. I couldn't leave them alone. I had to go to them, even though I wasn't writing on them per se. And once I got in, I began to meet the players themselves, reached out to them, and I was hooked, and I'm still hooked now.
So let's start our talk today. Let's go down to Atlantic City, and let's talk about John Henry Pop Lloyd, Atlantic City Bacharach Giants, and he was one of the first 8 or 9 Negro League players inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame when he was inducted in 1977. So let's start there with John Henry Pop Lloyd. What do those that are unfamiliar need to know about him?
Well, Pop was a great player. You know, they talk about the five tools. Pop had those five tools. He played on several teams across the years, more than several teams. They used to say that Pop went where the money was. Well, he came to Atlantic City and played for the Bacharach Giants, managed the Bacharach Giants. The testimony that comes forward from people who knew Pop or knew about Pop would fill a barrel 10 times large. He really was that good. He was a good fielder. They call them El Cuchara, meaning scoop out of the ground the tough balls that were hit at him. He was a great hitter. Not so much for home runs, although he could put the power on when he needed to, but he was a great doubles and triples and singles hitter. He was fast. And while the baseball skills were there, so were the skills, let's call them humanity skills. He knew how to relate to people very well. Max Manning, who was mentored by Pop in lots of ways, great pitcher in the Negro Leagues. Max would say that Pop was a gentle giant. He was that. And he schooled a whole group of young people in Atlantic City when he served as a janitor in one of the schools. Testimony. The former mayor of Atlantic City, Jim Ushery, was one of those people that he mentored. And Jim would say that Pop was just, again, not just a good baseball player, but also a good man.
So how did he end up here in the first place? I guess the Bacharach Giants were about the seventh or so team that he played for, and then he would also manage. How did he end up coming to Atlantic City in the first place, obviously where he made his home after his playing career?
He comes up from Macon, Georgia in 1906, plays for a variety of teams, a standout, as we've said, for those teams. And there was an opportunity in Atlantic City to be a manager and be a player coming into the early 1920s. And so that's basically everybody in the league was after Pop. And the circumstances were just right for him to come to Atlantic City.
Was it common to have player managers in the Negro Leagues back then?
Yes. It was not uncommon, certainly. There was a successor to Pop with the Bacharach Giants, Dick Lundy. Dick King Lundy, they called him. And he was a great player. He belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but unfortunately has not, from my point of view, unfortunately has not been elected to the Hall of Fame. And he was player manager succeeding Pop up in Newark with the Newark Eagles. The great catcher, Raleigh Bismacki, played both as a player, great catcher, and also managed the team. So it was not that unusual.
So Pop Lloyd, he was also called the Black Wagner after Honus Wagner, the preeminent Major League Baseball shortstop at the first part of the 20th century. And on Pop Lloyd's Hall of Fame page, there's a quote from Honus Wagner that says, "I'm honored to have John Lloyd called the Black Wagner. It's a privilege to have been compared to him." So we're talking about a player that was at the top of the sport. And if he had come along in a different era, would like many players from the Negro League era would have been, well known to Major League Baseball historians as well.
Oh, absolutely. There was a sports writer back in Pop's era who was asked who was the greatest player in baseball. And he would say, well, if you mean an organized baseball, I would say Babe Ruth. That's an easy call. Ruth was so great in so many ways. But he says, if you mean in all of baseball, it would be an Atlantic City colored man named John Henry Pop Lloyd. So, you know, there was testimony there from a scribe who knew the game.
And didn't Babe Ruth say he believed that Pop Lloyd was the greatest player anywhere?
Well, that's a quote that frequently comes up. So I would say, yes, that's the case. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where and when Ruth said that, but it's back there. So, and testimony from Babe Ruth is testimony from Babe Ruth.
Absolutely. And Pop was involved right in the first Negro League baseball event at Yankee Stadium in 1930, which I know that you've written about extensively.
Yeah, very much so. 1930, July the 5th, 1930. The first time that black teams, two teams, the Baltimore Black Sox and the Lincoln Stars from New York, and Pop is managing the Lincoln Stars at the time and playing too. And it's the opening of Yankee Stadium to a Negro League baseball. It's a very important moment for a whole lot of reasons other than just the baseball part of it. But the baseball part of it is very important too. And teams after that opening of Yankee Stadium, several teams that hadn't had themselves in major league parks are brought in by major league owners. And it was, you know, I always argue that particular moment, this is might go on at some length to argue this one, because most people, I don't think, know. I'm looking for his name, A. Philip Randolph, who's really the father of the American Civil Rights Movement and is important in establishing a platform for Dr. King in the I Have a Dream moment. A. Philip Randolph and the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters are the beneficiaries of this opening of Yankee Stadium. They are the team people who open up that stadium. Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters benefit from the receipts that day. It's a benefit for the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. So, you know, there's a piece of history that gets outside of baseball, beyond baseball, and is very important in itself.
How did they draw that day, July 5th, 1930?
They drew quite well. They didn't fill the stadium, but one of the things that I've seen is that they had 20 to 25,000 people, which is a good draw.
Absolutely. So the Bacharach Giants were named after Harry Bacharach, the mayor of Atlantic City. Where do they fit in as far as the top Negro League franchises? I know they didn't have, they weren't there forever, only about a decade, a little over a decade, but where do they fit in? And it's kind of cool that we have some great history of Negro League baseball in South Jersey.
Well, that's very true. South Jersey was blessed with the Atlantic City Bacharach Giants. Harry Bacharach comes into play in 1916, wanting to win an election, which will establish his political career, start his political career as mayor of Atlantic City. And he brings up a team. I don't know how he became aware of this team, but you know, they were pretty well known. He brings up a team from Jacksonville, Florida. Pop isn't on that team, but several of the people who would play with Pop, one that comes to mind immediately, Chance Cummings, Napoleon Chance Cummings, who was a very good player. That team comes up intact. Harry Bacharach brings them up from Jacksonville, Florida, and it establishes, his name is attached to it, obviously. It plays into his political presence in Atlantic City, trying to identify with a good black baseball that will advertise himself at a time when they're fitting into the growing presence of blacks in Atlantic City, and constituency beginning to come into play for Harry Bacharach. It was, you know, very positive for him to be identified with this baseball team, as fine as it was.
And the stadium, right? Pop Lloyd Stadium, is that's kind of still there? Is that where they played? I know you guys are trying to keep it alive and keep it in use. Tell us about Pop Lloyd Stadium.
Well, it comes into being in 1949. It's a testimony again to Pop Lloyd's presence in Atlantic City. This is put in place and dedicated by the city fathers. Harry Bacharach again is involved with that. Stadium was allowed to go into disrepair. It's a fine place to play ball. It's not a big stadium, but it's a very fine place to play ball, recreational ball, in Atlantic City. And the stadium was allowed to go into disrepair. We put together a committee in 1995, whose aim was to restore Pop Lloyd Stadium. And we did it. It took us, 10 years maybe, but City Fathers and one of the casinos, Bally Casinos, came forward and provided the means to restore the stadium. It became a beautiful stadium. One of the members of the committee, Mike Everett, was able to build a wonderful scoreboard down there, an historical scoreboard picturing some of the history that was there. It hasn't been maintained as it should be maintained across the last several years. We achieved it. The Committee to Restore Pop Lloyd Stadium was the original name of our committee. We did it. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to keep after in the way that we like to the city fathers. And we say keep after, we do. Mike moves forward all the time on this score. But Atlantic City is tough politically. So we're very disappointed that it isn't maintained, at its high point.
So anybody
who wants to come forward and donate some money keep the stadium in good repair, we'd be happy to accept it.
Build out a summer of fun with your own 2022 Jersey Shore Blue Claws Mini Plan. 5 of the best games of the year, plus you'll get dinner and dessert at each game, boardwalk game tickets at each game, an exclusive season ticket holder gift, complimentary tickets to opening night at the Jersey Shore, April 8th, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk 2. Log on to blueclaws.com/memberships today or call 732-901-7000, option 3, and tell them Hook, Line, and Splitter sent you. 732-901-7000, option 3, or blueclaws.com/memberships. Thanks to Dr. Larry Hogan, Negro League historian, for his insight there on one of the great baseball players of all time, Pop Lloyd, who spent much of his 25-year career with the Atlantic City Bacharach Giants down here in South Jersey. So that was kind of the first part of our interview with Dr. Hogan, and we're going to come back. We'll have our next episode. We'll talk more, some Negro League notes in general and some notable players from around the era, just so to get you guys a little more familiar with some of the great Negro League baseball that was played right here in our great state of New Jersey. Couple of other notes on some things that we want you to be aware of. You might have heard the commercial there we just played for Blue Claws membership plans. Those are on sale now. 732-901-7000, option 3, or blueclaws.com/memberships. Today, as I record this part, February the 11th, we are 8 weeks away from opening night at the Jersey Shore, set for Friday, April 8th, Blue Claws and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Couple of other things. Blue Claws coaching staff, we will have that announcement, I don't know when, at some point pretty soon. So we will we'll check in. Obviously, we'll have a coaching staff. It hasn't been announced yet who that will be for 2022. So we'll see who that is and that staff coming up at some point relatively soon. I urge you to go to theathletic.com. Matt Gelb, our pal, who we need to have on here at some point. But Matt went out to Ohio and did an amazing story with Daniel Brito. Remember, Brito, of course, played for the Blue Claws in 2017 and 2018. He was playing last summer, 2021, for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. They were up in Rochester, and Daniel collapsed on the field. He spent months in the hospital, had multiple brain surgeries, and Matt has a great story on his recovery. He's taking ground balls. He is taking some swings in the batting cage. And, again, we're talking about a situation where there was a point in the summer when you were just hoping that he would be able to, walk around and live a relatively normal life. And now he's got a bat and a glove, and they're talking about playing again. We'll see what happens. But an amazing story. Matt wrote it. He went out to Ohio. He talked to Daniel and his family and the doctors. And I urge you to read that. It's at theathletic.com, or we link to it on our social media pages, Matt Gelb on Daniel Brito. Blue Claws are opening the Blue Wave Bar. That is coming to the luxury suite level of First Energy Park this year. If you have some pictures that you think might look good up there, email us at bluewavebar@blueclaws.com, bluewavebar@blueclaws.com. Blue Claws Charities Luxury Suite Raffle is ongoing now. 300 tickets are sold. We'll pick 10 winners. They'll each win a 10-game share of a 2022 Blue Claws Charities Luxury Suite. Excuse me. We'll pick 7 winners. They'll each win a 10-game share of a 2022 Blue Claws Charities Luxury Suite. Tickets just $100, but great deal there. 732-901-7000, extension 176, or log on to blueclaws.com. We're hiring all the different jobs you can have here at the ballpark: cleaning crew, food and beverage, general game day positions, ushers, ticket takers, kid zone attendants, Claws Cove staff, camera operators, Claws crew, promotions teams, mascot performer, all that. Go to blueclaws.com/employment, blueclaws.com/employment for more information on that. Hook, Line, and Splitter, Jersey Shore Blue Claws Podcast, is presented by NJR Home Services, your New Jersey heating and cooling experts, bringing you high heat and cool savings. So that will do it here for episode 30, Hook, Line, and Splitter, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws Podcast. We'll be back next week, another go-around here with Dr. Larry Hogan, Negro League historian, as part of Black History Month, as we look back at some of the outstanding Negro League baseball players to play here in New Jersey. Today we did Pop Lloyd and the Atlantic City Bacharach Giants. We'll do a little more Newark Eagles and some other teams and players around the Negro Leagues in our next installment with Larry Hogan, which will come out next week. So we thank you so much for tuning in. Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been a leading lawn fertilization company of the Jersey Shore, providing lawn fertilization, bed weed control, tick and mosquito control, as well as tree and shrub programs. Mention this ad and save 50% off your first lawn application. Call or text us today at 732-370-5963. 732-370-5963 or Blue Claws. Or rather, richgreenlawns.com. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much, and have a clawsome weekend. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Be good, everybody. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Hook, Line, and Splitter, presented by NJR Home Services, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws Podcast.